מוכי אוף, מייסה מכריח למחשב. But in the Yerushalmi didn't have to mention who achei she what he read. But, agav grore, the Yerushalmi mentions who achei she what he read to explain again why in connection with Trumo we must resort to a special Zerzakosov of Inechshav. And if there hadn't been a special Zerzakosov of Inechshav, then I would say that the Trumo of Ikotten is a good Trumo, because the Maise Afroshe by the Kotten is Mechiach HaNemachshove. So only because there is a special Zerzakosov, only because there is a special Zerzakosov of Inechshav, but without the special Zerzakosov of Inechshav, then I would say that the Trumo of the Kotten is a good Trumo. Why? Because who achei shivu atere. So that's why we have to resort to exerzakos of inechshav. If it hadn't been who achei shivu atere, we wouldn't even have to resort to exerzakos of inechshav. Alright. Itay melavi shibol itaris miketa trumo mezele hikshe. Ele hikshe miketa hii dikot ni yesh lemaise. Uwe lo Yerushalmi, yesh lo nilidag di bidvor malo. Dikhim dikot ni yesh lemaise. Vichiach al machshavtei, vinget name yeil bilikot leim lagabo. But that's really, in essence, the kasha of the Yerushalmi, but the Yerushalmi mentions Trumo, even though it's not part and parcel of the kasha. All right. Now the taste list, the taste is before, we didn't go over. Kotni yesh machshove yom machshove, kiri mekuntres ki mishkita skotchi. The yalib of izvoch in the bayu lishmo, vishochat kotni yu lishmo, miya vikavone ilav, vim teim aroso mashma, vistome name koshi. משום דזבוח עם סתומו לשמון קיימי, והנה פייסי לה שיחבין שלו לשמון. So in other words, Rashi says that the שיילה לגבי קוטן whether he has a מחשווה, or he doesn't have a מחשווה, or he doesn't have a מחשווה, is in connection with שחית הסקוטשים, in connection with שחית הסקוטשים, because it has to be לשמון, it has to be לשמון. So the question is, so this is a kashe wo so mach mal ist mein name kosha mich mis wochen so nicht mon keine wenn ich peis lach ich haben schon nicht mon that would be all right if kochim kobones would only be kosher if there is an affirmative kavone lishmo but aloch is not like that that even if a person even if the kayak or it doesn't have to be the kayak because shrita is kshero as far as the other avid is so it has to be by the kayak but as far as shrita is concerned so it's kshira bizar too. So even if the one who shechts the korb, so has no kavone whatsoever, but he shechts an eilo, and no kavone, his mind is blank. He doesn't think about anything. So it's also kosher. Why? Because stoma lishma korb. After all, this is affected to yidushas eilo, and it's aimed to be nikhav as an eilo. So mainly without any positive kavone in the mind of the sheikhid, or the Zerik is Adam, or the Melech, or the Mikabel. So it's considered as if it is Lishmo. So even without the positive Kavone, by the Sheikhid, by the Zerik, by the Mikabel, by the Melech, so it's considered, so it's valid. So Mele, why should a Shchite by Kot not be good? Why should a Shchite by the Kot not be good? True, that his Kavone is no Kavone, but it's kosher even without any kavone. So why should the shchites, the positive kavone of ikotten, be worse than no kavone altogether of ikotten? That's Tesis Kashi. So Tesis says it is worse. Why? Because the pshat that stoma lishmo koi is not that it doesn't require mach kavone lishmo. Stoma lishmo koi means that there is kavone lishmo alpidim. Without the sheikhet thinking at the time of the shrite, I am shechting at l'shem tushasei. So it's still considered as if he was mechaving l'shem tushasei. Why? Because after all, it is affected to tushasei, and he shechts a korb mebehime that is affected to tushasei, and that is aiming to be nishchat as an eilo. So memele, the act itself includes kavone without any thoughts in his mind, it's considered to be mechave. So that is only shayach if the kavone, when it is realized, is valid. So memeleis, tamalishmo koi is considered as if he had lishmo. But by cotton, even if he has the kavone, so it's not considered kavone. So how can stomach shmoko be any better? So he says, "Vishlima the stomach cotton goa. The only das lohavim shem kotchin. Visova shem chul." This doesn't mean because sova shem chul. Because as far as that is concerned, suppose the cotton tells us he knows. Al pidin it's considered. His kavone is no kavone. Zochon vavim misasik apostle. Kamina mizvochim b'seif. B'seif perik b'shamay. לשמחון שירו, משמחון פסולו, ואפילו אם רכות מידי אנשים קודשי, ולשמור עליהם מסחבים, מבוי לו עם כוונו סיכבונה, ודילמו לו להניה עם אימי סוב מכיר. אי זה מכיר. אורייט. מניים, מססיק דקטי סרס, תפיד גימו, מניים מססיק קודשים שהוא פוסל. פירש בקונטרס, מססיק ביסקי, להגביר וליזרקייסי, ויקושי. דיבחאי גם אפילו בחום פוסל רבונון, אפילו מסחרנו מכתיחה, כי אין לנו עצו בקיסר, כי נמוך הפרק בייס, אשר ישחרנו מכתיחה סימונית. So according to Rashi, we have to say, that Rashi explains that הליבד רב נוסן. Why? הליבד רב נוסן? Because we pass like רב נוסן. So ממילא, Rashi explains that הליבד רב נוסן. ונראה דהי מססיק בקודשים, היי למסחרנו מכתיחה סימונית, ולוי משים סביחה, דיבחום קושר, ובקודשים פוסל, ואוי דיש מססיק אחר, כי יש קודשים שסובו שהוכום, ושוחתי דפוסל מטעם מססיק, כי להמדין על מזרוחים בסל פרק שמי, ומשומחום פסולו, ותוואי משוחת בן הבוקר נחת. All right, now. I missed, I was away, so I missed the shiur, so I have to continue. I would like to finish up to the Mishneh, David Alec, including the Mishneh, and then we'll skip, next time we'll skip to the Mishneh, after Svobom and Beis, Hashich and Madriyah. All right. שחיטה זה מלקחו ונבלו, ומתאמו במאז. ומתאמו במאז. שחיטה זה מלקחו ומאפילו כאילו חוסו, ואחיר אין ראי נעשה. So, ומתאמו במאזו, בגמור הפורך פשיט. בגמור הפורך פשיט. All right. נבלו אין, ישרנו אלוהי. Now, so when we say שחיטה זה מלקחו ונבלו, נבלו, so it means not only, so here, Eved Kechovim is the right expression that is used in the text. You see, sometimes one might become confused because the censorship introduced the confusion. Because every time that it was mentioned in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, Goy, Nochri, so the censorship changed it into Eved Kechovim. So Mele, sometimes one can become confused what it means, whether it means Nochri Goy or it means Evit Chovim. Evit Chovim doesn't mean Goy. Egyat Eishav is also a Goy. But he's not an Evit Chovim. Evit Chovim means a pagan, one who is a heathen, an idol worshiper. So here the Mishnah says, not Shchitas Nochri, Nivelo Mitamu Maso, but Shchitas Evit Chovim. This was not put in by the censorship. So by Rabin HaKodesh, the expression Evit Chovim was put in. That means an Evid Avrizore. So there is a Chiddush in the Mishnah. If it's an Evid Avrizore, then we could say that not only it's Osea Ba'achile, Mitzad Nevele, it's Osea Ba'anoye too, because if he's a heathen, a idol worshiper, maybe when he slaughtered the behemoth, so he had in mind to slaughter it as it decreves to the Avrizore in which he believes. So is the Krevis Avrizore, is Osea Ba'anoye too. Still, the Mishnah says, Shchitas Chovim Nivelo, it's only Osa Ba'achile, but it's not Osa Ba'anoi. Nivelo Ein Yisranoi Eloi, Mantane Om Ravchie, Barav Abbe, Om Rabbi Yechanen, Deloi Krebleza, Di Krebleza, Roma, Stamach Sheves, Evit Chovim, Lavidis Chovim. Because according to Krebleza, so Stamach Sheves, Evit Chovim, is Lavidis Chovim. Rav Abbe, Om Hochekton. So that's Krebleza Shit. Kablez Hashita is Stam Machsheves Avidis Kechovim is Leivit Kechovim. Is Leivit Kechovim. So in other words, so then Shchitas Evit Kechovim would not only be Osa Ba'achile, it would be Osa Ba'anoye as well. But the Mishnah is not like Kablez. The Kablez Oma Stam Machshev Kechovim Na Vichovim. Now, Oma Lekam Ba'asheichi Afim Shochto Yisroel Tzirem Vichovim Asur Ba'anoye. Because Rebbe Lezer holds says two halachos. First of all, he says, a nochri, an idol worshiper, so he's lavidizor. And then he also holds that bailim mifaglim. In other words, that even the bailim can passel the call. For example, now, what is pigel? Pigel means that if the kayan, at the time of the Aveide, at the time of the Zrikas Adam, he has a machshove to eat that korb of which he's airing the dam, le'achutz l'ismanei, le'achas manei. Every korb has its man. Certain korbones are nechel, li'yim v'laylo. And the other korbones, a certain korbones, are nechel, li'shne l'tzei shlomim, is nechel li'shne yomim v'laylo echot. But beyond that, it's neitzer. So if someone, what is pigel? Pigel is if the kayan at the time when he's makir the korban has a machshove of chutzlis mani, of eating at chutzlis mani, then it becomes pigel. So Rebleze, the rabbonon of Rebleze holds that only the kayan can be mifagel. Rebloze holds that bailim also mifagel. In other words, if let's say the kayan is makir. Ruven is machshav korb, an eil, and he machshav an eil. And who does the ma'isak over the kayan? Not Ruven the bailim, he's his ab. So suppose the kayan has no machshav epsula, but the bailim Ruven at the time that the kayan is machshav Ruven seilo, the bailim has a machshav epsula, a machshav spigul. So then it also becomes spigul, according to Rav Elazar. And we learn out. Avidizore, the krivis avidizore from korbonei shomayim. So just as according to Rebleza, so ligabei korbonis ligoveya. So the bailim can be mifagil, and the machshoves psul of the bailim at the time of the hakrove. So he passes it. So the same thing is true of the krivis avidizore. Suppose a Israel. Is makriv a behime of an Eved Kechovim. An Eved Avnizor. Now, the Israel, of course, has no machshove psulo at the time he shechts the behime of the Kechovim. But the Baili, whose behime is being nishchat, by the Israel, he is a machshove psulo. In other words, he, at the time that the Israel slaughters his behemoth, so the Bailim, the Eved Chovim, thinks that this should be Eilel Avinizor. So according to Rebleza, just as Bailim is Mefaglim in Kopones Koveya, so the Bailim can aser the Shchite if they have a Machshov El Avinizor. So, since Rebleza holds Stam Machsheves Eved Chovim Avinizore, so Memele, even if Yisroel Kosher will slaughter a behemoth and will slaughter it properly, but if the Eved Kechovim, the Bailim, will have a Machshov El Avinizore, so it will become a Heftzer of the Kreves Avinizore, and it will be also Banu. This Rebleza says, Ho Omalikamu, Vashichet Afil Shochto Yisroel, Litzirich Eved Chovim, Asura Banoye, Shestam Machsheves Eved Chovim Avinizore. Oh, but that's only Shayech. If the Israel slaughters the behemoth of the Kechovim, Litzirach in the Kechovim, that doesn't mean, let's say, if the Israel comes into the slaughterhouse that is owned by the Kechovim, and he slaughters the behemoth for his own use, but title is vested in the Kechovim, that if the Kechovim, at the time that the Israel slaughters the behemoth, has a machshav al avinizor el kamosa, then not only when the Israel but he doesn't have that machshove l'avrizore, and the Bailim is the machshove. So then he asked, "Dafil shoch to Yisrael tzev l'chovim asura banoi shista machshove l'chol l'chovim." All right, Ravame omar hochev tani shchita v'l'chovim neveile hodmin l'avrizchovim. So in other words, Ravame says that shchita tzev l'chovim that is neveile. But hodimin, have a masloch. Shchida the chovin neveile. Hodimin, lave the chovin. B'min Yisrael kamayre. V'har duked maslis nohach daik menei. Ulzayu elitayne de brayse. wir haben mir die Polika der Abkhie, die Wade Maske ist in der Kablezer, er will nicht sich lernen, die Mille ist am Ende, die kommen in der Wille, ich mache mit Orban Oli. So, in other words, it's not really kind of pshat of Rabkhie Barabi. Of course, Ravame agrees that this Mishnah certainly does not accord with Rablezer, because this Mishnah says that the Shchite of Enochi, with Kechovim, is only Osam Achille, Sat Osam Anoye. So it's not like Rablezer. But he's medayik from the Mishnah, that the Mishnah emphasizes Shchite of Kechovim is Nevele, but Shchite of Yisroel mean, let's say Yisroel who converted himself to Avid Zore, and he became a Kumer, Avid Zore, so he's called Min. So the Shchite of a Yisroel Min, of a Kumer, Avid Zore, so it's not only Osa Bachile, it's Osa Bahanoye as well. It's Osa Bahanoye as well. Why? Because by the Rabbonim of Reblezer, the Achilik, vis-a-vis, so his machshavos are not exclusively dedicated to Avodah Zarah. Mashenke in Yisrael and Mishumet, who converted himself to Avodah Zarah and became a kumel Avodah Zarah, so his machshavos, he's much more fanatical than Enochi with Avodah Zarah. So this kind of Yisrael, all his machshavos are dedicated to Avodah Zarah. So the umden is that when Yisrael mean shechtze behemeh, so the machshove b'shashchite of that is all mean is lavri zore. So maybe it's the case. Now the prechodosh says, alright, once again. Avam ohrot shchitas mechovin nevele. Hodim mila mechov. Tiyon leho. Titon rabono on shchitas mila mechovin. Pitei paskusi. Yene yai nesach. Svorov sifrei keismi. Pireisov tvori. So it's terrible. V'yeshemrim abonov mamzerim. So that's not. So I call it yeshemrim because he's choshut. In other words, he doesn't care, I mean, if his wife is a putzi. So memela there is a chash. So Vitanekame, he doesn't say that there is a chash of Mamzeres and his children. He still imaft. Alright, now, let's see the Rashi. Tionelu ditone rabbonon, ushman lechazka preis, and sail duke maslis, shritas min di Yisroel, vikolshne likhovim, vo maslis miye bi Yisroel kaim. So Rashi says, vikolshne likhovim. In other words, what it means, the Kol Shkinei V'Kechovim? It means the Kol Shkinei V'Kechovim, not an ordinary V'Kechovim. Kol Shkinei V'Kechovim, who is a Kumer Lavad Yisrael, not Stame V'Kechovim. Because Stame V'Kechovim, so only Reblezer says that is Shritos Lavad Yisrael. Vom Aslisim Yibi Yisrael Kaimi, Midikom Aperes of Tvolim, Bonav Mamzeirim. Bisei Azroim Shoninu, Imi Roi Reblezer, Paskusi Kipsach Hazir, Misech Shviz. Svov, Teiro Nevi, Muxuvim, Shikosu, Min, Kisifre, Keis, Nevi, Abal, Shiva, Michovim, Kosu, Lachana, Amrinu, Miseches, Gid, Svov, Teiro, Shikosu, Min, Yisorei, Teiro, Shikosu, Min, Yisorei. Now, Bonav Mamzeirim, Sheine, Makpit, Alishtei, Umafkiro, Min, Zeo, Oduk, Baviris, Kichovim, Umin, Yisroel, Chomu, Memum, Alavis, Kichovim, Shamin, Oduk, Bo, Vichol, Machshevei, Sovlo. Now, the Prichodo Shil Cheshchite, so he says that when the price says Shchitas Evet Kechovim, Shchitas Min Lavid Iskechovim Mitzosa Banoye, Hod Min Lavid Iskechovim Mitzosa Banoye, so the price is reference to a specific kind of a min who is a Kumer Lavid Zore, who is a Kumer Lavid Zore. So his Shchite is Lavid Zore, so it's a clear sakum. But the Gemara says, Mumarech Nevelis Lahachis is also a mean. Vis-a-vis that kind of a mean. So the Prechodosh says, we cannot say that it's Osa Banoye. Why should it be Osa Banoye? Why is there a special aloche that the Shchite of a mean is Osa Banoye? Why should it be Osa Banoye? Because the Tikrei V'Sakum. So the question is it Tikrei V'Sakum? That depends upon the Mitzies. Did he have the machshove of slaughtering the behemoth L'shem Avodah Zarah or not? So Bishleime, if he's the kind of a mean who is a Kumel Avodah Zarah, so then the umden is a Kumel Avodah Zarah, when he slaughters Avodah Zarah. Who slaughters Avodah Zarah? I mean, of course, today, now the Netzrim, so according to the Palateisves and the Psak of the Ramo, they do not have a din of Avodah Zarah, because Neneach Lihuzor Lashituf. But Avrizor it is. Avrizor it is. Ebeneach is not muzer on this Avrizor. Vis-a-vis Israel, it's a real Avrizor. So if the Mitzias would be that in Eitzri, let's say a Kumer in Eitzri, if the Mitzias, when he slaughters a Beheime, he would have the Machshove Avrizor, then it would be Oseh. But the Mitzvah is that the Netzrim, I mean, they don't have that code of being Makriv, Kobones. I mean, even the Catholics, I mean, they don't slaughter anything to the Israelis. So Mimele, it will not be, so let's say, if a Kumer Netzri will slaughter, so it will be Osea, Bachile, Nivele, like an ordinary Nochri. But even though he's a Kumer, because they... Bimtzias, they're not makriv l'avrizore. But the Gemara talks of the if the avrizore bismanagmore, so they were all accustomed to be makriv behemes to the avrizore in which they believed. So Mimele, the Chodo says, so shchitas min Yisrael, so the umden is that the machshove was l'avrizore. But suppose someone is a min because he's a mumel achis. But he's not maimim b'avrizore. Why should it be osa banohe? This is what the Prechodosh says, and all the poskim agree with him. And it's mistaber. However, the Meiri in here, yes, I don't remember whether the Meiri says the same thing at home, but I remember the Meiri says it in here, yes. The Meiri in here, yes, he says that for the same aloche of shchitas min l'aviris k'chovim, that applies to a min eved avrizore, min Yisroel eved avrizore, applies to a min eichon eviles lachis. Now the question arises, why should it be osa banoi? He's a min. So bishleime in regard to the aloch of mirinim lemailin. So that's tolu in shemin. We understand. So there is no difference what kind of a min he is. Whether he's a min, a kumer, lavrizore, or a min, a mumer lachis. Doesn't make any difference. But here, there is no aloch that the shchite of a min is also banoi. There is no such aloche. A shchite of a min, a kumer, or to pavrizore, so is also banoi because bimtzies, he was makrivet lavrizore. But the mumal achis who doesn't even believe in lavrizore, so why should it be also banoi? So apparently, but the Miri says that it is also banoi. So apparently, the Miri holds that there was a special takones chachomim. That there is a special takones chachomim that a min that the shchite of a min. What does min mean? Min doesn't mean just eved avrizore, kumel avrizore. Now kumel avrizore does not mean someone who wears a hard collar. That's not the definition of a kumel. Kumel avrizore means one who is completely dedicated. All his machshoves, all his energies, and all his aspirations are dedicated to l'avrizore. So that's what it means, kumer. Kumer l'avrizore. So there is a special takone that the min, who is oduk b'minus, so his shchite should have a din, like the tikrevis l'avrizore. Even though it was never nikrev l'avrizore, it's a special takone. And why did the Miri say that? Because the Miri deduced it from this memory. So the question is, if it is just a matter of mitzies, because b'mitzies, when he mean a kumer l'avrizore, when he shechts, he means to shecht l'shem avrizore. So then we should find out in every case. I mean, it doesn't mean that the mitzies has to be in all situations the same. For example, I mean, the Netzrim, so even the Kumrim, among the Netzrim, they are never makriv behemes l'avrizore. So why does the Gemara mention this halacha that the min l'avriz chovim, even in respect to a min eved avrizore, a kumer l'avrizore, it should not be a general halacha that should apply to all situations. It should depend upon the mitzvahs. And since the Gemara mentions that it is a general rule, so the Miri came to the conclusion that there was a special takonas chachomim, that the shchite of a min should have a din of tikrevis avrizore. So the Miri doesn't make any difference what kind of a min he is, whether he is a min who is oduk in Abdizore, or a min who is oduk in atheism, or in kvire, whatever it is, whether he is a min like Mordechai Kaplan. So according to the Miri, his shchita will be osabanoi. I mean, there is no doubt that that when Mordechai Kaplan slaughters a behemoth, he doesn't have a machshove, lavrizore. But there is a special takone that shchita of a min of someone who is a kumer, who is oduk iminus, it doesn't make any difference in what way he is oduk iminus, whether he is oduk in minus of lavrizore, or in minus of kvire, or in minus of mumal hachis. So it's a special takone, according to the Miri, that the shchita of a min has a din of the kreves abizore, even though he didn't have a machshove abizore. I mean, it's a muchach from the Miri shite, because the Miri says that the mum areich nevil is lahachis, so he's a min. So his shchita is also banoi. But I didn't see it in any rishon that he should say that. Certainly it's not a shchita Rambam, because if that had been a shchita Rambam, the Rambam would mention it. And apparently the Rambam holds that when he say the min lav is chovim, that's a mitzias, and in Echonami, if the situation changes, so it will not be it will not be osabanoye. But bisman chazal, so the chovim, the kumrim lav rizore, they are all accustomed to shech the behemes tav rizore. So the mele, it is osabanoye. All right. Omama. Shchidas in Chovim Neveu. Vineichu Shem Ominu. So in other words, it should be also about Noyetu. In other words, so since we say that Shchidas in Chovim is Nevele, that means Banoyetz Muteh, we are talking of an Eved Abrizore, not an ordinary Goy, but an Eved Abrizore. So maybe he was Sheikhetet Labrizore. Vineichu Shem Ominu. And they mean a kumer who is odig bavrizore. Bisman chazal, any kumer who was odig bavrizore used to make all the shchites l'shem avrizore. So we should be cheshesh in regard to an individual edit chovim. Maybe he was sheichet l'avrizore. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Avuye, a minimum is chovim. I once discussed it. A minimum is chovim. So the Gemara first assumed that there is no aloche of min by noch vokachasin on the ike. Eime in reivim de kichovim min. In reivim de kichovim min. In other words, that means that vis-a-vis noch in goyim, so most idol worshippers of the non-Jews are not min. But the Gemara doesn't say it in regard to a neivid avizore Yisroel. So on the contrary, there we don't say that if he is royal, on the contrary, if he is royal, he is an Ibrizore, then it's very likely that not only is an Ibrizore, but that he is Oduke also. That he is Oduke also. But vis-a-vis Goyim, so most of the Ibrizore among Goyim are not minim, are not Oduke Ibrizore. So valo ki hode omar afriye barave, omar abyechren, nochim shebichutz loretz lavi v'yazikhovim hei, now, so what's the raya? So it's a very strange Gemara. I once mentioned it. So who is talking here about Nochim Shebechutz Loretz? When he said the minimum is Chovim, does he have reference? Does Rabbi Baravui have reference only to Evdiki Chovim who live in Chutz Loretz? He has reference even to Evdiki Chovim who live in Eretz Yisrael. Who live in Eretz Yisrael. So how does he mention a raya that since Nochim Shebechutz Loretz, Ilavi Vikichovim Ein, Elumine Gavisein Biyadein, so Mimele, it's a raya that even most of Vikichovim Neart Yisroel are not me, not just Vikichovim, not me. So Tesis says, Nochim Shebechutz Loretz, Ilavi Vikichovim Ein, Hilkar Beart Yisroel Name, in Adukim Kolkach, Sheyu Maaseim L'Shirah Vikichovim, that all their thoughts and all their aspirations and all their energies should be dedicated to Rav Nizor. Because Nochim Shebechutz Loretz is Lavid El Kichovim Ein, so then they don't have a din of El Kichovim altogether, but Nochim Shebechutz Yisrael, if the Rav Nizor is Shebechutz Yisrael, have a din of if the Rav Nizor. But it didn't mean him not. What has one thing to do with the other? I mean, if they are not meaning, they are not meaning. So not because, but there is no logical connection between the status of the Nochim Shebechutz Loretz and the status of Nochim Shebechutz Yisrael. What has one thing to do with the other? The Nochim, they become in Eretz Yisrael, either they are at Oduk Pavlizore, they are Kumrim, or they're not Kumrim. And if they are, so they are. No matter what the status of the Nochim Shebechutz Loretz. And if they are not, so again, it doesn't make any difference what the status of the Nochim Shebechutz Loretz. What's the logical connection between the status of the Nochim Shebechutz Loretz and the status of Nochim Shebechutz Yisrael? So I want to mention it, because when Rabbi Yochanan says Nochim Shebechutz Loretz Lavi Chavimein Elamnig Amisim Yedeyem, so it is primarily mentioned in connection. It manifests itself in other halachas too, but the primary implication of this halacha of Nochim Shebechutz Loretz Lavi Chavimein Amisim Yedeyem is in connection with the halacha of if the chovim v'reiyah b'medakol loymailin v'lemeridim. So there is aloche that there is no hatzole by any chovim. What does it mean? Any chovim? A chovim means a nochri who is addicted to the zayim mitzvah v'neach. Now, Avrizore is one of the zayim mitzvah v'neach. So that means a nochri, a neved avrizore. So there is a love of lisachanim. It doesn't apply to the neitzrim. Because Neitzchim are Rivda Mizore Bishituf, and Beneach, we pass him. Beneach is Loimuzar Lashituf, so Mele doesn't have the Shem Roshe and Chete of an Rivda Mizore, if he is an Rivda Mizore Bishituf. Unless he's addicted to the other Averes, Gezel, Retziche, Arayes, but if he's not addicted to the other Averes, so Mele, as far as Avizore of the Neitzchim is concerned, which is Bishituf, so they're not Muzar and Shituf. But So the halacha is a vikichovim, a nochi, a nevid amrizore, so it's l'mayim v'lemeridim. So atzoli is osea because of the love of l'sechonim. Love of l'sechonim. So, but that halacha of l'mayim v'lemeridim is based upon the shem roshe of vikichovim. Because in as much as a b'neach is muzar and amrizore, so a b'neach who is nevid amrizore, b'meizit and b'rotzen, has a shem roshe. Now, so b'meile there is aloche of the mile of the meridian. But the chovim shebechutz loretz, so they are in the abrizore because they are raised that way. So mele, they are anusim. Just as the Rambam says in regard to the Karoyites, the who were raised by their parents to be Karoyim, so they do not have a din of minim because they are anusim, tinik shenishbo. So the nochim themselves are certainly tinik shenishbo. So, I mean, they are in the Avizore because they are raised that way. So that's why, why does Rabbi Yochanan say, Nochim Shebechutz Loretz? I mean, it doesn't make any difference whether it's an Eved Avizore who was born and raised in Chutz Loretz or who was born and raised in Eretz Yisrael. The answer is, Rabbi Yochanan has reference to Nochim Shebechutz Loretz Bizman Abayis, vis-a-vis Nochim Shebe'Eretz Yisrael Bizman Abayis. So Bizman Abayis, so the halacha is that we're not allowed to let a nochri stay live in Eretz Yisrael unless he's mikabel zayim mitzvah v'neach. So that means that bisman abayis bisman sheyad Yisrael tkifo. So the bulk of the nochrim were geritation. So mainly the children that they raised were not tinik shenishbos because the parents were geritations. A Gateshav is also a goy, but a Gateshav is a goy who is not an Eliyahu Zore. So, Mele, Nochim Shebe'Eretz Yisrael, Lichovim Shebe'Eretz Yisrael, Bizman Abayis, Bizman Sheyad Yisrael Tkifo, when the bulk of the Nochim or Gateshav or Mikabel Zayim Yisrael Neach, so Mele, if any Nochim became an Eliyahu Zore, he didn't have a din of an anus. So, this is what Rabbi Yochanan says. Nochim Shebechutz Lores Lavi Lichovim Mele. So that means that if the Avizor in Chutz Loretz, Bizman Abayis, did not have a din of the Avizor, because they were anusim. So the Mele Daloche of Lemailin Vulemuridin did not apply to them. So what was their status? Nochim Shebechutz Loretz, the chavim shebechutz la'aretz. So their status was ma'ilim v'loy meridim, not loy ma'ilim v'loy meridim, but ma'ilim v'loy meridim. So as to whom do we say ma'ilim v'loy meridim? Loy ma'ilim v'loy meridim. That we apply to the chavim in Eretz Yisrael bizman ha'bayis. So they were not anusim. So b'meila there is aloche. They had the status of loy ma'ilim v'loy meridim. Loy ma'ilim. So the question is, but the same vice in Avrizore that says, "Ho'akum oivdichovim v'reiyim b'medako loy ma'ilim v'loy meridim, avla minim v'amosrim moiridim v'le ma'ilim, moiridim v'le ma'ilim." So manefshech. If he is anonymous, so then it's ma'ilim v'le meridim, not loy ma'ilim v'le meridim. So when do we say in respect to which Evdichovim do we say Loi Mailim Veloi Meridim? In respect to Evdichovim Sheberetz Yisrael, who are not anusim. If they are not anusim, so Izeu mean Zeu Evdichovim. So then it should be Meridim Veloi Mailim. So in respect to whom do we apply the aloche of Loi Mailim Veloi Meridim? The answer is not. Everyone that is in Evdichovim, even though he's in Evdichovim Berotzen, has a din of a mean. Who has a din of a mean? Only one who is a kumer, who is Odu Bavlizore. Now, what does it mean, Odu Bavlizore? Odu Bavlizore does not mean, as far as the din of Meridim Lemailim is concerned, so it doesn't make any difference whether a certain Evdichovim is Evdichovim, is Evdavlizore once a day, or is Evdavlizore 1,000 times a day. It doesn't make any difference. Odik Bavlizore means someone, as a Rambam in mentioning the Haloche of Meridim Lemailim, so he says, Mipnei Shemitzirim LeYisrael Misirin Esom Me'achri Ad Hashem. So Mitzirim LeYisrael has reference to Moslem. They are Mitzir LeYisrael, so they are Mitzayir Atzibo because they are Mitzirim LeYisrael. And Minim are also Mitzayir Atzibo because they are engaged in Asose V'Adoche. In other words, so misirin es om achad Hashem. So as far as meridim lemailim is concerned, so what does it mean odukbo? Odukbo does not mean because he worships idols not once a day, but 100 times a day, 1,000 times a day. It doesn't make any difference how many times a day one worships idols. It means odukbo, he tries to convert everybody into an Evid Avizor, a missionary. That's what odukbo Avizor means, a missionary of Avizor. Not just he's Evid Avizor himself; he's a missionary of Avid Izori. So this is what he says. He says, most Evid Kichovim, even those who are Evid Avizor Berotz, they do not have a din of a mean, and the aloche of Meridim v'Lemailim does not apply to them. Does not apply to them. Which aloche applies to them? The aloche of Lemailim v'Loi Meridim, not Meridim v'Lemailim. So, Sobolo, Kihod Omer Afriye Barabe, Omer Rabbi Yechle, Nochim Shebechutz Loretz, Lafim Davis Chovimein, Eluminigavisein Biodeyen. So, Nochim Shebechutz Loretz, who are not if Davis Ore Berotzen, so even the Aloche of Lemailim Lemeridin doesn't apply to them. So, to whom does the price apply the din of Lemailim Lemeridin in respect to the Nochim, to the Chovim Neart Yisroel? Bisman Abayis. Who were raised as Geretation. And then they converted themselves to Avodah Zarah. After being raised as Geretation, they converted themselves to Avodah Zarah. So as to them, the Brisa says, Lemailim Lemeridim. But if they are Avodah Zarah, and if everyone who is an Avodah Zarah has a din of a mean, some Mele, it should be Meridim Lemailim. Why does the Brisa say, Lemailim Lemeridim? The answer is that they are not meaning. Just being an Evid Avizore does not make him into a mean. Who is a mean? A kumer odu bavizore, Mrs. Madiach. But just an Evid Avizore who is not odu bavizore and is not a Mrs. Madiach, so the daloche of Meridin Lemailin doesn't apply to him, so the daloche of Lemailin Lemailin applies to him. This is what Jesus means. Hilka about his royal name in Adukin Kolkach, Sheyu Maaseyem Lishem Avinizkhov. Omar Rav Yisiv Bar Yume Omar Rav Nachman a minimum is chovim lemay. Ilim lishchite. So what does it mean? A minimum is chovim. Even if we know that is a min, so he still does not have a din of a min. So, my ill in the shrite has to shrite as mindy is oil, ma da sire, the vichovim mi boye, elo li meridi. That, in other words, that in me, a kumer, even avrizore, a kumer avrizore, who is berotzen, who is not an onus. So the aloche of a nochri, so the aloche meridi le mailim doesn't apply to him. Hashli is oil meridi, because of mitzari atzibu, so the vichovim mi boye, omar avuk bebachome, li kabul men kol, Titanya Mikem Likulchem Lehite Samumer. Mikem Bochem Cholakti Viloy Bivit Chovim. Mimai. So that was the aloha is that the Mumer Lochatere Kule, you cannot be Mikabli Kom. Not after me. Every mean is also a Mumer. But as far as not being able to be Makhri Kom is concerned, it applies even to a Mumer who is not a mean, like Michal Shabin Faresi is not a mean. But a Kom, we cannot be Mikabli. But every mean is also a mumel chater kule. So mele, so the Gemara tells us that only a mean Yisrael cannot be mikabel kom. But a mean, a nochri, you can be mikabel kom. Who you call it? Mimai dil mahoche koma. Mi Yisrael misadike kabel, mishay eloi te kabel. Avon mikuchovim kvalo kvaloi, loi sagodai toch. Di tanya ish, matamad leima ish ish, di rabbi mikuchovim shenedin neidin, neidin domeski Yisrael, so even a mikuchovim, and even a mean, a kumer odik vavrizore, if he brings a call, in the Bisamikdosh, so we have to be mindful. Er kommen mir die Havel in meinem Hotel und mittel Hashim. Aber ich weiß, wenn mir kommen, immer ein Terras mir nach kommen. Ich komme mir bei Kolschki Schoduk, die sta mach schon ist auf Flo. War so aber neu. Mir reden mit Bayer. Da haben wir in Bayer mit ihm. Haben mir mir reden ist mit Bayer. Aber ich komme mir rein mit Akko auf in Israel, lo in meinem Leben reden. Wir kommen mit Korben, den Kabel Korben mit Kolon. Und man kriegt nicht so ein Berg. Aber mir ist Israel, ich kann es sehen. Da ach, was nicht, ich muss nach Mumel, nach Sayai. Warf ob ich in Mumel, ich habe Mitzwes. Weil wir Korben mit Kabel in Männer. Da gibt es nur Jürgen für Wirken. Doch haben wir gelacht, dass es am Mumel, weil wir Chovim. Da hat viele Amin im Gescheire. Warf ob alle Hedje Tonnelo, wo haben wir es nicht, leckere mich, fragt die Jone. Wir sind glaubt, wir können auch nicht mehr, wo haben wir es nicht. Aber wir können es nicht, dann kommen wir am Meere. Poch, alle Maiko, was schon die Jone. Ich ist mit Israel, nach Gerakob, Israel, als Jakob, Kopf, Rehm. Und mit Tamil Maso, Pschite kippen den Wehle hier mit Tamil Maso, und mal rove hoche getolle. So mit Tamil Maso, wie ich war herrisch, mit Tamil Afil bei Yel. Wie ich sehe, so die Kriwe, sabi die Chovi. Und Reb Yudem im Seire, because it's a Machleikis, between Reb Yudem im Seire and the Rabbonon, as to whether die Kriwe, sabi die Zore ist mit Tamil bei Yel. Ich kann andere, mal rove hoche getolle, so mit Tamil Maso, wie ich war herrisch, ich kann so, mit Tamil Maso, mit Tamil bei Yel. ואיזו זוטי קריטה מלחובים, עוד לא יקרה מילה מסעירה, תאיר מילה מסעירה, אין מהר, נהל תקרה מילה מלחובים שמיטה מבעיר, שלא יצמיד ובאו בעיר, ואייך לו זפרי מייסים, ממס מיטה מבעיר, אז כזה מלחובים מיטה מבעיר. All right, I thought of getting up to the end of the Mishnah, but it's very late, so next time, so we'll cover this Mishnah, we're not going to go over any tesves, this tesves we're not going over, תקרה מילה מלחובים. And then, but then the Mishneh, but we are going to discuss the first tesis, very important tesis, Shechet B'Shabes, and then we'll skip to the Mishneh of Shechet B'Magliad, and I would like to, you should be ready, up to the Gemara of Hakol Shechet B'Molilom Shechet, after Zayin on the base. Shechet B'Molilom Shechet, Shechet B'Molilom Shechet, Shechet B'Molilom Shechet, Shechet B'Molilom Shechet, So, only the Eved, we say, that even though it was Lilo, it was dark, we don't have to be Cheshish, maybe it didn't cut the Simon properly. But, Lechatchile, Eisume, or Lilo, so he's not allowed to Shech, lest he will not cut the Reif Simon. So, we mean, Leilom Shechtim, Bein Biyim, Bein Bilaylom, Bein Bereish Agag, Bein Bereish Asvino. Now, so Bein Biyim, Bein Bilaylom, so we understand that even Bilaylom, so even Chathile it's Mutter. Bein Bereish Agag, Bein Bereish Asvino. So what's the Chidesh of Bereish Asvino? I mean, why should Reish Asvino be different than in Slaughterhouse? So Rashi explained it. The Avar Gav did not. Then Sheikhtin will sich Yamu sich Noris, the lame room says Hashal Yamu Sheikhid, the loyal sich Kaylin, the lame room, Kabbalah Saddam is Erke, Labris Hovimutsori, Abdul Hoche, ich habe gar geschickt, wenn ich nicht schirr, ich habe mir jemro, wie zu einem Schamai im Oren geschickt, oi, mit Kabel, Bichli, hakel jedem Schiev, schon nicht an, wie sie gab, wenn ich kann schon, und wie es wie noch Name, hakel jedem, jeden Tag, jetzt auch sehr, mich im Arasai, jetzt auch sehr, du schech, over the sea, because it was the practice of the ancient heathens to slaughter. No, so then no one will be chesed. Because let's say if somebody stands on the shore and he slaughters it over the sea, so then he will people will be chesed him. Why does he do it that way? I mean, an unusual way. It's not a usual way to slaughter over the water, to stand at the shore and to slaughter over the sea. So they'll be chesed him. That is makriv et lav nizoy lisar shel yam. Masha'im kein, if he happens to be on the boat, naturally he's likely to slaughter it, to keep the behemoth over the sea, because he doesn't want to be mitani the boat. So there is no chshad, there is no barasai. Anyway, so it's mentioned the braise. Leilom sheichtim bein b'yim bein b'laylo yim l'chadchila yitzmuta to sheikh b'laylo. Not only the Ebbe. Omar Rav Popeh b'shav v'ukal kenegni. In other words, when the Praise says l'chadchila yitzmuta, only when there is light, when he has a torch, is avukal. But this Mishneh is reference to the case where he has no light. So then the Ebbe is kosher without the torch. But l'chadchila without the torch, it's awesome. Omar Rav Ashi, deikename, Diktone osom dumne die, vi hoche dumne die summe, shmamen. So, the Gemara says, kishe avuka kenegde. Why doesn't the Gemara say, kishe neya kenegde? I mean, so it appears that in order to be allowed to shech at night, lechatchile, you must have sufficient light. So in other words, let's say neya does not give sufficient light, he can, but Avuko gives sufficient light. Why the next mission? Hashiche b'Shabbes uve Yom Kippurim afal pishe mischayev v'nafshe shchitos ikshem. So the shchita is ikshem. All right. So Rashi explains. He says mischayev v'nafshe. So bishlo in the Shabbos is mischayev v'nafshe. Why is he makipun sal nafshi? So he says mischayev kores. So that's also called mischayev nafshi. Or the thesis hashichet b'shabbos afilu b'meizid boiluk, because Ravune says dora shechiyeh parav mishmei de rav in explaining the mishnah that asuro b'achilu liyeh, even though it says shechitosik sheiro, it means after Shabbos, after Shabbos, but on Shabbos itself it's also b'achilu. Because of Maizeh Shabbos. So now the question is, now there is a machlekes in regard to Maizeh Shabbos, there is a machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Yudeh. Hamvashel b'Shabbos. So Reb Meir says, Hamvashel b'Shabbos, so b'sheidik yeichal, b'meizit lo yeichal. Div Reb Meir. So according to Reb Meir is Meir. So if someone does Maise Shabbos b'sheigeg, you are allowed to eat it even on Shabbos itself. Reb Yudeh says no. B'sheigeg yeichal b'mitzoy Shabbos. B'meizid lo yeichal l'lomis. B'meizid lo yeichal l'lomis. So in other words, this person, but on Shabbos itself, so even b'sheigeg. So neither he nor anybody else is allowed to eat because of Maizeh Shabbos. Maizeh Shabbos. And b'meizid is lo yeichal l'lomis. So the question, so the Gemara discusses whether this Mishnah that is explained asur b'achil l'yeimeh accords with Rameya, or it accords with Rabbi Yudeh. So this is a kasha etim. If we say, if the Mishnah that says Hashichet b'Shabbos Yom Kippurim,
אבל פי שמסחי בנפשי, שפוד עושה קשייר, has reference to a case where he was sheikhing b'meizid. So why does the Mishnah say, שחיתו עושה, is קשייר? In other words, and if the Mishnah has reference to the case where he was sheikhing b'meizid, so when the Mishnah says, שחיתו עושה, when the Mishnah says, שחיתו עושה קשייר, so it means, שחיתו עושה קשייר, after Shabbos, it's put up אחרי. But on Shabbos, it's osea to everybody. And Shabbos osea to everybody. So they said, the kashe ibi meizid, if we apply the Mishnah to the case of meizid, heich shchitos ikshero, vo mumer lechal. So why after Shabbos? It's mutabachile. But if he was sheire ibi meizid, so he became a mumer lechal Shabboses. And mumer lechal Shabboses is a mumer lechal terikure, and he's gak mechal dobo. So memele, it's shchitos is nevele. Vo mumer lechal Shabbos osea rashotos, ik mumer lechal liyo. ואיד בגמור בוי ליוקמה במייזית ורמיה ורמיה איסלי בפריק עד כמו ובפריק זה בירה דמום אבו דבר יחות אבו מום הלכת הרקולה in other words why does Taisa say ואיד בגמור בוי ליוקמה במייזית ורמיה so Taisa has already said before תאימה היא במייזית איך שפתוסי קשיירו ומום הלכה שעבוסי סוסר לך ומשפתוסי the answer is this If we just say that the Mishnah has reference to the case of Meizid, so then there is a very simple teretz. So, but it's not that way. You see, the Gemara discusses whether the Mishnah has reference to Sheyeg, to Meizid, whether the Mishnah accords with Rameya or the Mishnah accords with Rabbi Yude. But, so at first Taisa says, Ibi Meizid, if the Mishnah has reference to the case of Meizid, and the raya is because the Mishnah says afal pishem ischayim in afshei so b'sheyeg there is no chiyuv misi so if the Mishnah has reference to the case of meizid so then the kashi is mumel lechal shabboses so aslach mishutosim but then you could give a very simple teretz when is mumel lechal shabboses in mumel lechal terekule only if he's mechal shabbos b'meizid b'faresye but suppose he locks it, he closes the door and no one is around and he's mechal shabbos b'meizid and he doesn't become in mumel lechal terekule alright so in other words so it's possible to give it teretz but then Taisa says wait big more boy look maybe b'meizid v'rad meya and v'rad meya is the b'feri kat kamo v'feri ze b'ireya di mumel dover echod av mumel lechal terekule So according to Rameya, and then we have a big chiddush because there is another pshat in that Gemara. Some Rishonim explain that Gemara that Rameya says that Rameya doesn't say Mumel Davarecho Dimulcha Terekule. Rameya only says Choshud Li Davarecho Di Choshud Lucha Terekule. Not that Mumel Davarecho is Mumelcha Terekule. But Teisves pshat. In the Gemara in Pchere says that according to Rameya, so Mumel Davarechot is Mumel Chaterekule. So Mele, there is such a big difference between saying Choshud Davarechot is Choshud Chaterekule and Mumel Davarechot is Mumel Chaterekule. If it's only Aloch, if Rameya only says Choshud Davarechot is Choshud Chaterekule, it means he's a Choshud, it doesn't mean that he's a Mumel. So Mele, according to Rameya, if somebody would be a Mumel, let's say in Veilus, someone will be in Mumer in Veilus. So where does he have a din of a Mumer Chaterekul or not? According to Rameya, so that depends. If Rameya Shite is Mumer in Davarechot, is Mumer Chaterekule, so then if someone is a Mumer in Veilus, or is a Mumer in Shapnes, or is Mumer, for any Yisrael at all, or Mumer Lechil Yontev, not Shabbos, but Yom Tev. So if, according to Rameya, Mumel Davarach Mumel Chaterekule, so it will mean that in Michal Shabbos, in Michal Yom Tev, be Meizid, so Shchitos is Asur. Shchitos is Asur. If someone is in Mumel Lachilas Nevele, so Shchitos is. So Shchitos is Asur. But if we say that Rameya is only saying, Choshim Li Davarachot, is Choshim Li Davarachot. So it doesn't mean that he becomes a Mumel Chaterekule, so Shchitos is not Asur. So we see a big chiddush that according to Teisves, the Pshat in Rameya is not only that Choshim Li Davarachot is Choshim Li Davarachot, that Mumel Li Davarachot is a Mumel Chaterekule. So then, even even if it's bitzine and not mifaresi, you see. So the first kashe was according to everybody. In other words, if we say that the Mishnah is referenced as the Loshon of Mischayev b'nafshe implies. So no matter with whom the Mishnah accords, whether it accords with Rameya or it accords with Rabbi Yudeh, but if it is, so then he should be kashe. Mumel Chal Shabbos is a mumel chatrekule. But as far as this kashe is concerned, there is a very simple teretz. We can say, through the Mishnah's reference to Sheikhet b'Shabbos Mezit, but not b'Faresye, b'Tzine. After all, Faresye means 10 people, Rishen Drashba says. So in other words, he was not Michal Shabbos in the presence of 10 Jews. But then you could give it Eretz. So then you could give it Eretz. But if we say, as the Gemara wants to say in the Gemara, that this Mishnah calls with Rameyah, and Rameyah happens to hold that Mumel Dovarechot in Mumel Chaterekole. That stays a shita in Rameyah prayers. But other Rishayim say, Rameyah only says, Choshen Mumel Dovarechot. So then it's no cash. But this shita is that they call it Rameyah, so Mumel Dovarechot in Mumel Chaterekole. So Mele, even a Mumel Lechal Yonte, Bimezi, is a Mumel Chaterekole. Certainly, Mumel Lechal Shabbos, even though it's Bitsine, because it's not on the basis of Chil Shabbos Faresye. Every Avere b'meizit is a Mumel Chaterekole. So then he says, avoid b'gmor avoy lukme b'meizit. V'rameya is the firik at kam, v'r zebir mo yadora mo yadora. V'yeish leima, d'yohosom b'faresye v'och b'tzino. So that only answers the first kashi. But, u'miyul imay d'meiki k'rameya koshi. Koshi. So, but of course, according to the Rishonim, that Rameya only says, Choshev l'dovarechot is choshrat rekule. So that means, if a person, according to Rameya, if a person, he was either any Avera Shebetei Rabbi Meizit, he's not trusted to Shecht. He's not trusted to Shecht. According to the Rabbanon, so only if he's a Choshev l'dovar, but not l'dovarechot. All right. Umil might make it Rameya koshi. Ve'ed yesh le'ima, yimishim pamachas l'choshev. So Teisa says that he doesn't, with one time, Chil Shabbos before Hesye, he doesn't become a Mumel. So the male naturally, even according to Rameya, that Mumel Dovarechot Mumel Chaterekule, but with one time not. So what does it mean, with one time not? With one time not, it means only three times, or the first time not. So there are some who say that he becomes a Mumel only if he was Michal Shabbos before Hesye three times. In other words, he has to be Hurzak. But you'll see many Rishonim, the Mordechai, I think that the Agoisoshre and Rosh, who be Faresia, have a Kimumal of his Chovim, we also like Homeshkoto say, Mi will be Pam Rishaino, Beahish Chite, the Mashve Nafshia, Varian, Loimitza. Not three times, but there is a shite that only three times. Only three times. But Teisves Loshin is not mashma like that. And Dagoy Soshre says in so many words that with two times he becomes a Mumel L'cholat Erekule. And Shchitos Yasuro. Even though he does not become Hurzek. Hurzek is not considered as addicted as Hurzek unless he was Michal Shabbos three times. But it's not necessary that he should be Hurzek. Only the first time not. And the Mordechai also says, the first time not, but the second time, yes. And from Tesis Washington, it's also much more like that. But with the second time, he becomes a Mumel Chaterekule. V'chei mashmah ferik beis nekamu. The Omar, ha-sheikh ha abeimo lizrik domo la v'nizkhovim, rishlo kishe Omar muteres. So there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yechon Rishlokish in Zvochin, in Chum, in Sanhedrin. In other words, so the Machlekes is where the Mechashvim Aved LaAvede. So the same Machlekes applies to Aved Shammai. In other words, there is a Machshev Spiegel that passes. So what does Machshev Spiegel mean? If one is Sheikhet, if one is sheichet, let's say to alminas leechel iso chutz lizman, so then it becomes speed. Or if one is eirek, al minas lechol isachus lizman. This machshir is speed, so he becomes speed. Now the question is: suppose he sheichid al so al minas lizrik is domo. Al minas lizrik is domo. So whether mechashim avid laveide. So Rabbi Yechanan says the yes that mechashim avid laveide. And Rish Lakish says ei mechashim avid laveide. And then the Gemara learns out avid izore from avid shemayim. So in other words, now if somebody sheichet the behime laavid izore, so the behime, it's not only that the gavre is chayav misi because he's in avid izore. The behime becomes a hefze of the kremes avid izore and becomes also banoi. Suppose someone is sheichet a behime and he's not mechashed that the shechite should be l'shem avid izore, but at the time of the shechite he has the machshove that the zrikas adam later should be l'avid izore. But the Shechita itself, he's not Mechashev Lav Nizore. But at the time of the Shechita of the Behemah, he's Mechashev that later on he should be Zerik the Dam Lav Nizore. So, one thing is sure, according to everybody, even according to Rish Lakish, that he's Chayiv Misi. So, but the Machlekes between Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish is whether he becomes the Kreves Lav Nizore. So Rabbi Yechanan says, just as by Avide Shemayim, so there is a halacha of Mechashvim Avide Avide. Maybe we learn out of Nizore also. We learn out of Nizore also because the reason is why. So we learn out of Nizore also because the reason is why Sheikh Lav Nizore becomes Osab Anoye is because there is Avide La Shemayim Al De Shechite. So Kobones. So Maybe if he does it, Lavrizore becomes the Kreves Lavrizore. So since according to Rabbi Yechanan, so there is a loche of Mechashvim Avede Laavede, Baavede Lishamayim, so Mimele there is a loche of Mechashvim Avede Laavede Baavedizore, so he becomes also Manoi. According to Rish Lakish, there is no a loche of Mechashvim Avede Laavede, so Baavedizore too, he doesn't become also Manoi. So the Rabbim Asher Ferbez, the Kamun, the Mashiach, the Sabeimo, Lizrik Doma Lavrizkhovim, Rish Lakish Oman Muteres, Oh, upirish bekuntres muteres ba'achile v'yosom gavre ba'aktoreu. But chayiv misei certainly is not only if somebody is sheichet lav nizor is chayiv misei zeveyach liyim yechom bilti l'adishem v'vadei. But even if he is sheichet with the machshove of being zerik dam lav nizore, and then later on he wasn't zerik dam. So his chayiv misei before his zerik dam lav nizore. As long as at the time was sheichet behime, he had the machshove to be zerik dam lav nizore. Now, so but still, Rish Lakish says even though the gavri is chayiv misei, so he's even the iser lav nizore. But tikreves lav nizore doesn't become. But the question is, if he was even the iser lav nizore, so too there is no halach of mechashim lav nizore. So meile he doesn't become tikreves lav nizore to be osav anoye. But also Bachila it should be because it's Shchitas Mumeh. So it's Kakum Chodvarov. So the answer is, this is the first time he's Eved HaMizore. So if the first time not, only if he's Eved HaMizore the second time. The Midr Shlok Baktoru, Midr Da'ava Mishtach Velahar, the Har Muta, the Messiah. So you ask, how is it possible, Monefshach, if he's Eved HaMizore? So Mimele, so the Behemoth should become Shchitas HaMizore? So the answer is, what if somebody is Mishtach Velahar? So the heart doesn't become a savanoye because mechuba does not become affected this rabbi lav nizore, but the gavre who is a mishtach velahar is chayiv misi. So the question is, so why is it muta b'achile? Let it be also b'achile because of shchitas mumea. The answer is the first time, only the second time. Veid amin lekam misi perik shein afim mando b'chodom yisrael b'shen shorei hanim lemi chovim avol yisroi b'tzure ba'al mekom echav. So memele he doesn't become mose. The behemoth does not become osir. Uporich mbeze yichsim bisakim v'sheichtin echod l'shim echod mikol ha'ilu v'echod l'shim doba kosher. So in other words, suppose two Jews are yichis bisakim, and one Jew, hey, does not have a machshav al avrizore when he sheichs the behemoth, but the other Jew has the machshav al avrizore. So the halacha is. So the halacha is that shetosis psulo Because it was done by two shochtim and one sheichet. Had the machshav elavin is ore, lishim ha, so and so on. So shchitos is psulo, so the gemores, so the gemores kashi is. But you say, but when Yisrael has a machshav elavin is ore, so it doesn't become oser ba'anoi. Why not? Because it is, so it doesn't become oser banoi or bachilim, because it is litzurekom ischav. So he only did it out of spite to the Jew. So mainly it doesn't become oser. It doesn't become oser. But here we say that if two Jews are ichis misaki, let's say Reuben and Shimon, Reuben does not have a machshav es psul, but Shimon has a machshav elav nizore, so then shchitos is psulo. But why should it become psulo? On account of the machshav of Shimon, Shimon is also Yisrael, as litzure ba'al mekom echav. So he gives a teretz, hochem askino b'Yisrael mumer, where he is already an established and addicted mumer, Shimon. So b'meile, when do we say litzure kom echav if he's not an addicted mumer? But if he's an addicted mumer, then we don't say litzure kom echav. We don't say litzurei kom echav. So that's the reason as to why shchitos yipsulo. Because he's a mumer from before. But the question is, even if he hadn't been a mumer from before, even if it's for the first time that he's mechashev lavri zore, so it should be osa v'achile, because he becomes a mumer with this very shchite, ומשם אנחנו מסכים בישראל מומר, ואשתי כימדי מומר הוא, ולא ישום אחד בכל אלו, טייפיקלי דיפוסל. Because as far as the Yisr of Avrizore is concerned, so even though in his heart, even though he's motivated by a desire of malice, not to be makrev Avrizore, but if he says that he shechet Avrizore, so he certainly chayim mise. Let's say, suppose somebody would be shechet a behemel Avrizore, but he'll do it out of malice. So he'll still be able to ease of Avrizore. So what difference does it make? Why he does it? But he shechet Avrizore. He does it not because he wants to worship the Avrizore, but he wants out of spite. But out of spite, Yisroel Chavere, he's able to Avrizore. So maybe he's able to ease of Avrizore. So if he becomes a mumer with the first time, so maybe it should be shchitos ipsulo, even if he hadn't been a mumer from before. And the Gemara says, hochem mayaskinon, where he's a mumer from before, so we see that if he's not a mumer from before, so then his shchitos would not be psulo, even though he's even the Yisrael Avizore, because for the first time, he doesn't become a mumer. V'ashe kip li mumer l'achubish, lo yishim kol achon kol eilu, teipik loi, the posul, avol b'chode zimne, lo yitza shchitos ei, so is near. Alright, now the Mishnah. Hasheichet, daf tes vav beis. Hasheichet b'magal yad b'tzur v'koneh shchitos ekshero. So if somebody shechts with a hand sickle, now the hand sickle has two edges. One edge is full of notches, of begimis. The other edge of a hand sickle, so is smooth. So memele, if he shechts with the smooth edge, so memele, shchitose is ksheil. Ubitzu, let's say with a rock. The rock has a sharp edge, a rock. So suppose he shechet with the sharp edge of the rock, so shchitose is ksheil, we connect. With the reed, let's say the reed, now usually primitive, and a crude reed, so it does not have a sharp edge. But suppose you adapted it, you adapted the reed with so that it has a sharp edge. So then it can share, it can cut some money. If it is smooth, if it was so adapted that it's smooth without any gimmicks, Shchita is Kshiro. In other words, there is no halacha that you have to use Isak in Davke. No, it doesn't matter what instrument you use. If it is sharp enough that it cuts the simonim and it has no gimes, so it's kosher Shchita. It can be made out of wood, it can be made out of metal, it can be made out of glass, it can be made out of any substance, as long as it has no gimes and it is sharp, so you can shecht with it. Hakul shocht, uleilam shocht, uvichol shocht, hakul shocht, uleilam shocht, uvichol shocht, chutz, mimagl, ktsia. So in other words, magl yadi hensikl, so it has one edge that is without gimmicks, that is smooth. But a harvesting sickle, so that does not have a smooth edge without any gimmicks. So you cannot use it. Hamigiro isor is completely, consists completely of gimmicks. So you couldn't use isor in shechting. Vashinayim teeth. In other words, he took the teeth of a behemoth and he was sheched with it. That's a pair with nails. He was sheched with it. So that is, the shechita is not good. Why? Because that is chinik. It doesn't cut. It chokes. So maybe it's not a shechita. All right. Magal yad. V'yeish lo shtei piyes. V'achas chalok ha-kisak v'achas yoyub gimes. Hakel sheikh v'chol sheikh v'gum v'fol v'gmore. Magu kotza shekei tzana tvuo. Shebimese yonet izkul natsadachat b'shipua. Megiro sakin. Megiro deso. Sakin. Molib gimes v'im shipoiz kishol magu kotza. El mechavone sheish l'bhimo m'rosha mikan u'mikan. Kistam gires v'geres. Shinaim. Megiro belaz. Sogo. I mean, it's old French, but there is a similarity. Shinayim atchum lechi shal beim or atzipere mechobere shinchinkin shinchinkin ala kere machmas abgimes vayichinkin ashore koye vilav atzipere nita mitzipere mifoish bigmore mishum mechuber. So Yimore says asheichit die also die Sorashe says vayichinkin ashore koye vilav atzipere nita mitzipere mifoish bigmore. Atzipere is not chinek, but it's mechuber. You take the nail of a behemoth, of a behemoth, and you shecht with it, so it's mechuber to the behemoth. So in other words, so we see that as far as the psul of mechuber and shechita is concerned, it's not the same kind of mechuber that in other inyanei Torah. In other inyanei Torah, mechuber means what? Mechuber lekarke. But the nail of a behemoth, the nail of a cat, let's say, the nail of a cat, that's not mechuber in kolatere kule, in other inyanim. So there mechuber means mechuber likarko. But here, even the nail of an animal, so it's possible. Even though it has no gimmes, certain nails of animals are very sharp and smooth, you see, and they can cut without a gimme. So it still is possible. Why? Because it's mechuber. So what's the pshat of mechuber? That is possible is shchite mechuber libriose, not dafke mechuber likarke, but mechuber libriose, something that is natural mechuber to something living. I mean, whether it is, so it doesn't make any difference. I mean, if it's mechuber libriose, or it doesn't have to be even living. I mean, if naturally mechuber, or mechuber libriose. Now the Gemara says, "Hashechei di'evet ein lichatchilalei bishlei mebi magliyat dil meose limebad bilagis." So the loshna mishni is hashech. That means only di'evet, but lichatchilenat. So bishlei mebi magliyat dil meose limebad bilagis, because a hensikle has two edges. One edge is full of gimmicks. The other edge is smooth. Now, so of course, if he uses the edge with that is full of gimmicks, so the shechita is psula. So when we say that it's ksheiro, the edge that is smooth, so maybe chatchil is not allowed to use the smooth edge because of exere, he might use the other edge. Elotzu vikone, but a sharp rock, is sharp read de khat we khat khil loy we reminu be khol shechtim be mitzur be mischuch be mikhem shokone so there is no halacha that you have to use in ayin davke made of metal or iron you can use any instrument so why does the mishnah say davke de evit so the gemara says loy kashi kam vitolush kam bimchu be'er when do we say that b'chol sheikhtim im l'chatchile b'tzur evak if the rak was detached from the karg you took it out from the karg and then you took that rak as it was tolush and you were sheikhet the behemo so then im l'chatchile it's okay but here when the Mishneh has reference to a case where it was not detached loikash kam bitolush kam bimchu be'er dam rav kane ha-sheikh bimchu be'er ke po rebe peiso v'reb chiyah ma'achshir ad kam v'machshir reb chiyah elo b'de'evet avle chatchil eloi so in other words so the Gemara is saying now that the Mishneh courts with reb chiyah because according to Rebbe, so it's possible even the Eved, and here it says the Eved is kosher. So the Mishneh calls with Reb Chiyah, and Reb Chiyah is only matir b'shchita b'mechubea, shchita b'mechubea, b'de Eved. But lechatchile, it's also. Atka l'mash Reb Chiyah, lo, b'de Eved. Aval lechatchile, loy. B'mayu ikimdi. Ki Reb Chiyah b'de Eved. So we are applying the Mishneh. According to Reb Chiyah, and is the Eved, oh, the time the whole Sheikh to me be Tomish, Bein Yechuba, Bein Shasak Lemaim, Mitzav Bein Lemat, Bein Shasak Lemat, Mitzav Bein Lemaim, Man Eloi Rebbe, Veloi Reb Chiyah, Loi Reb Chiyah, so here the price says, Bichol Sheikhtin, Sheikhtin, is expressive of the Chathile, Chathile, but because, Yi Reb Chiyah, the Eved in Chathile, and this price says, Yi Chathile, Yi Rebbe, the Eved Namelo, So the Gemara says, Leilom Reb Chiyah, that this price accords with Reb Chiyah. With Reb Chiyah. So that means that Reb Chiyah holds that Ibn Chathile you can shech bim chube. Ibn Chathile. But then you ask, Om Rav Kana Hashichit, bim chube li karke Rebbe Peis l'Reb Chiyah machshir. So from that memory it's mashma that Reb Chiyah is only machshir Eved, Chathile not, little Reb Chiyah, v'afil Chathile. So why does Rav Kane say that Reb Chiyah is machshir Eved, Hashichit, v'haydi komit v'ligi. So leilom Reb Chiyah, v'afil Chathile, v'haydi komit v'ligi Eved, lo yidiach okeichi v'rebe, that in chaname, komit Reb Chiyah, You can check the Chathile b'mechubea, but why does Rav Kane use a lotion of the Eved to tell us that according to Rebbe, even the Eved is possible, but according to Reb Chiyah, it's mutar even Chathile to check b'mechubea. Leila Reb Chiyah, afilu lechathile, v'haydich b'nei l'gdach the Rebbe, v'lo mas nisen, diktone. So now the Gemara is chizeh from what the Gemara said at first, that Reb Chiyah is made lechathile, you cannot check b'mechubea. So then the question is, So the question, well, must listen to Diktone. Hashaykh ed Eved in Chathil Aloi. So man Aloi Rebbe Aloi Reb Chiyah. Yi Reb Chiyah afil Chathil Aloi Rebbe Eved Nam Aloi. But the Mishnah says that the Eved is kosher. The Eved is kosher Bitzu in the Rak. So, un Chathil Aloi. So it's neither like Reb Chiyah because they call it Reb Chiyah in Chathil Aloi. Nor like Rebbe because they call it Rebbe. It's not kosher the Eved. It's possible then. Did you teach him in the Chalei? Man, lo yirab chiyah, rabbi lo yirab chiyah. Yirab chiyah fil chathile, yirab edev in amalot. So the Gemara says, leilom rab chiyah. Leilom rab chiyah va fil chathile. So in other words, rab chiyah can hold that even chathile. The Gemara doesn't mean leilom rab chiyah va chathile, the Mishnah comes out like rab chiyah. It means leilom rab chiyah va fil chathile. That rab chiyah holds even chathile. Umas nisen diktone ha-sheichet. That only the Eved is Rebbe. So then, Kashi the Rebbe. So that means that Rebbe in this Mishnah says that the Eved is kosher, only Chathile it's a apostle. It's also to Shech Bimchuber. But the Eved is kosher, but Rebbe says, Hashaykh Bimchuber Likarake is Rebbe Peso. So Kashi the Rebbe says, Loi Kashi. Kam Bimchuber Mi Kore. Kam Bitolush.
ולסייף חיברי. כאן בכל מקורי, כאן ביטולוש מסייף חיברי. So, Rebbe holds that mechuber mikorei, if it was naturally mechuber, let's say, suppose a rock, a sharp rock that you find in certain mountains, that mishayshes imay breishes, it was like that. So then, even there it is possible. But suppose you built a house. You built a house with rocks. So it was already tolosh. At one time there. So that rock was also mechuber. But that rock was already lislash. And then you used that rock in building a house. And then you left it with a sharp edge. And then you are shechet with that sharp edge. So tolosh will say chibre. So in such, so mechatchila, you cannot check the konik rebbe with that. But the emet, the shrit is kshel. If it's a tolosh v'sefri. So in other words, when the Mishnah says Hashichel Magliado Bitzur, the Mishnah doesn't have reference to the case of a tzur that was there mishesh in the breishis, but a tzur that was nislash from the mountain, and then you use that in building a certain building, and then you are sheichet. So it's already tolosh v'sefri brei. So then, lechatchila you cannot use it, but the Eretz is a good shrit. All right. So that's the maskana digma. Umino teimre, dishon alon, b'mechuba miikre, litomu shalei sefri brei. Itanye, hasheiche b'muchne, shritosei, ksheiro. Muchne means you have a wheel, a revolving wheel, and then, in the wheel, so there is something where you thrust in, there is a hole in the wheel, and then you thrust in a saki, you thrust the saki in that hole in the wheel, and then you revolve the wheel, and as you revolve the wheel, the saki cuts, and you put a behemoth, and you put a behemoth near that wheel, and as you keep on revolving the wheel, so the saki cuts the simonim of the behemoth. That's much. That's much. Hashayich bin Muchne shchitos ekshir. That was a machine. You see. So shchitos ekshir. So b'mchuba likarka shchitos ekshir. No atzak in the keiser. V'shochad bo. So it's also mechuba because you stuck it in the keiser. Shchitos ekshir. Hoyotzu yitzim na keiser. Oikon eleil kine meilov. V'shochad be shchitos ipsul. So kashin adode. So there is a stira between the Reish and the Seif. So Elulav Shmamino Shane b'mechuba miyikrei litolush l'seif chibrei Shmamino. Because the Reish when it says b'mechuba likar shlosik sheiro, it means b'mechuba likar kerof tolush l'seif chibrei. And the Seif when he says hoyotzu yeitzim in a keisel, so it's not a keisel that men built. You know, sometimes you find a certain natural keisel of a cave. So itzur that is mishesis in mebreishis is there. So then it's chidos itzur. Fine. Now the Rashi. If you must have made it, you know this. Mokim ap gimitzu shamino biho visakim bu avi vishchit na pgam ra'al nosot shibuch hatchila toch egas gila mishimil al gise vikol shknoch edai gise guf et gomo. So Rashi says from this gemore we can infer a certain halacha. Suppose you have a very big sack. You have a very big sack. And let's say, from here up to here, there is no pgimi. But then, at one portion of the sack, there is a pgimi. So, of course, the Eved, if he used the portion that has no pgimi, so the shrit is kshero. But the chatchil, you're not allowed to use it. Even though there is a pgimi at one end of it, it doesn't make any difference. Because since at one end there is a b'gimei, so he's not allowed to chatchila to use the other portion because of exere. Because here we see that there is exere, even though there is no b'gam in that side. In that side, there is no b'gam; it's smooth. But that side, that edge, has a b'gimei. So you're not allowed to chatchila to use even the other edge that has no b'gimei. Alach haskamo v'chamo if it's in the same side, and you limit yourself.
to that portion that has no Pgimeh. So it's certainly awesome in the Rabbanon. Alright, this is what it says. Kremi social conne, Rebbe Pesach, we come with Nathan Vayikach HaMacheles. Why does Rebbe say that Mechuber is possible? Because he learns out Vayikach HaMacheles, Lishchit his name. So in other words, Macheles means he's Sakin. Sakin is Tolosh. But Mechuber is possible. ובחיר מה שמאס ניסן, תונש תושק שאירו למסיק מקרה בי, אלו יקרה בחיר, התחיל למי יש לשעת נינון, והשמי למאס ניסן, so that was the אבא מלדי אמר, בין שסק למייל, כי כל השחית, אז הוא יש סק מטר אבא מלמייל, השם שביעו בת הצבא לסק, ויעתי בסק שאירו ויובי, לא יום רבחיר אפילו לך תחיל אינה ממחשר, כאשר לרבא את הבא, תונם מה ישראל בפייס לה שדבד, וכו במי יקרה פייס לה פלדבד, ממוך נגל, גלגל, שקרים, תור, The Hishkivei Asakin, Chudi Lemailo, Vigilgu Vishochab. You see, I mean, there is a resemblance between the words in Old French and Modern English. I mean, so this is Tor in Old French, and it means Galgal, something that revolves. And Dor, I mean, because a door, I mean, also revolves. So there is a resemblance. So, Vihishkivei Asakin, Chudi Lemailo, Vigilgu Vishochab. No, it's a kid who can't sell. The heavy, the heavy, it's a bit of a heavy mole. If somebody feels capable of doing research on the old French of Rashi, so I could get from the federal government a very substantial amount. But he has to be capable of doing it. He has to know French and so I could get a very substantial grant. All right. Now, not attacking the case. The hymn may be Tama Behim or Leo. Kashan Adore. Dictone Reche. Vimhuber Kalaka. Shritosik Shero. Alme with the Eve Chapadome. Vhoda Tone Hoyotsoyes. El Raf Shmamino. Maslis Rebbe. Die Reprie afil Chatrille Mach. Zu jetzt in der Käse auch eine Mechuba Mikre, die Mikre, die Kamon, die Käse im Oro, schon in Nivna der Käse auf die Odom, el Achelki, die Karaka, und der Käse allein mit Meilo. So ist mich jetzt im Hebräisches, der Trak. Wir reichen mit Tolisch, wo ich sehe Fribrei, weil heute die Hoda Tone, nur ein Zack im Käse, die Zerlasch Minon, der Avel gab, die Leime Wadle, auf die Hochle, die Chatrille, die Ischreit, konne Meilo, die Meilo, schon in Nivna der Odom schon. Elo Maatsmeyo. Alright. Omama, Hasheichei bimuchne shchitosik sheo. Votanye shchitosik psulo. Loi kashi. Ho pisarne de pachre, ho pisarne de mayo. So Hasheichei bimuchne shchitosik sheo, votanye shchitosik psulo. That if he shechts with a revolving wheel. So in other words, there is a sucking thrust in the revolving wheel. And so then the shchit is psulo. So the Gemara says, "Loi kashi, ho bisarne di pachre, ho bisarne di maye." Now let's see the Rashi. Bisarne di pachre galgal shol yitzchim shol cheres v'yesh leim muchne shem galgal bei kishachik kikenes akli pachre cheres v'chavir emyonir v'chalei meishol mchadnetzah chasav di pachre. Sarne di pachre shvitosik sheiro shodem galgal. So there is keil gavre. It's done directly by a person. The sheichet revolves. Who is the sheichet? The sheichet is the one who revolves the wheel with his keach. And as he revolves the wheel, the sakim that is thrust in the wheel cuts the simon in derech eloche v'avoy. It was so, it's a real machine. So it was so constructed that it cuts the simon in derech eloche v'avoy. So it's kosher because it's there is keach gavre. But the maye. The Maya, that means, so let's say if it's driven by water power, so if the wheel keeps on revolving through the energy generated by water, so then it revolves by itself. So in Melee, there is no Kia Gavre. So the Shchite is not a good Shchite. In other words, if you will construct a machine, a shchita machine, that it should, let's say, an electrical shchita machine, I mean, that can be constructed very easily. and that you should that machine should check, so the shechita would be psula, because it's not done by yadayim, it's not done al yedei kli agav. So this is the maya, that's muchne the maya, it's a machine.
The
boy, what is that?
One second, you'll soon see the next
lashon of the Gemara. The boy is saying, "Hobi sounded the mai." That both prices have reference to a water machine, to a water machine, to a.